Hello and welcome to another Home and Home Office podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in infrastructure software, enabling business and consumers to have confidence in a connected world. I'm your studio host, Wendell Davis, and joining me on the phone from her office in Santa Monica today is Marion Merritt, Symantec's Internet Safety Advocate. Marion, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure.
Hey, Marion, based on some information that we've been tracking on PBS.org, it seems like it's been a volatile week in the blogosphere as we've seen some extreme cases of cyberbullying against a few prominent bloggers. Comments and posting so harsh that internet activist and author Andy Carvin has coined March 30th Stop Cyberbullying Day. At Symantec, we wholeheartedly support the concept of such a day to help educate consumers on cyberbullying and how parents can take steps to prevent it from occurring in their own homes. Marion, can you start by telling our audience exactly what cyberbullying is?
Certainly. You know, typically cyberbullying is really a form of playground bullying or teasing and taunting, but it's gone high tech. And what we've seen in the last couple of days is a more egregious form of it directed at adults, but where we're seeing it most commonly is really among middle school and high school kids.
With the kids in this demographic having so much access to the technology these days, how prevalent is the problem?
Well, if we define cyberbullying as any method of using the internet or cell phones, instant messaging, and similar technology to send or post text or images that are intended to hurt or embarrass another person, you know, it's become incredibly common. A recent study by the National Crime Prevention Council found 43% of U.S. teens have already directly experienced cyberbullying. So it's become so common, it's a question of whether or not your child is doing it or receiving it.
What are some of the signs that kids are victims of cyberbullying?
I would certainly look for a change in behavior or a change in attitude about some of the common forms of communication that they previously really liked. So let's take an example of instant messaging. If your child was a real heavy user of it and suddenly isn't using it or has decided to block a number of their friends from communicating with them, this would be a good sign that something might be up. You can also check your computer's browser internet history to see the sites and even look at cached copies of the pages they've looked at. You should also be having a regular and ongoing dialogue with your kids about issues like cyberbullying. You can certainly make reference of the study that was done by the National Crime Prevention Council, but just ask, is this something happening in your school or with people you know? Keep the conversation neutral. You'd be surprised what you'll learn.
Marion, if you think this is already happening to your child, as a parent, what should you do?
Well, you certainly want to keep a hard copy of any evidence of what's been going on, whether it's an email, a text message. Definitely get a copy, look at the history, and keep those. You'll next want to contact the service provider, whether it's the ISP or if it's a social networking site that's posted information. You can use those providers as a real help to you in putting a stop to this. Next, you'll want to block the communicators, whether it's on the email or instant message. You know, stop those people from communicating with your child. And if it's someone they know from school, and often it's anonymous and often it's hard to track, but if you think it's something going on at the school, engage help from school officials like the principal to get them involved in stopping this.
Is there general advice for parents about ways to prevent cyberbullying?
We really recommend people start with the basics of getting the computer in a central location in their home. You know, it still amazes us that 25% of teenagers have a computer in their bedroom. And that leads to more risky kinds of behavior, whether it's taking photos or, you know, just doing things they might not do, using language they might not otherwise use. So put the computer in a central location, your den, your kitchen, and increase the likelihood that mom or dad just will casually see what you're doing. Next, you want to spend time with your kids online. Have them show you what the favorite sites are or what their friends like to do online, just in the vein of, hey, mom and dad want to learn more about what's going on the internet. The next thing you would certainly want to do is establish rules in your home. Talk to them about the kind of proper language that people should use. You know, you don't want to say something in an instant message or in an email that you wouldn't say directly to someone's face. And talk to your kids about private and personal information. That includes name, of course, address, phone number, things like that. But it also includes sending photos. You know, you don't want your kids to do that. And they don't really always understand the ramifications of sending a photo to a friend because it's hard to stop where it goes after that.
And Marion, before I let you go, any final words of advice for parents? And also, where can people go to learn more information about cyberbullying?
Definitely. For more information on cyberbullying and other online safety issues, Symantec's created a new website at norton.com/parent-resource. and I encourage people to take a look.
Marion Merritt, Symantec Internet Safety Advocate. Marion, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast brought to you by Symantec, where we protect more people from more online threats than anyone in the world. For more information on cyberbullying or other online safety issues, visit www.norton.com/parent-resource. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast.